The U.S. Census counts residents of the United States. That includes a lot of folks who aren't citizens, whether they're on a work visa, have a green card, or cross the border illegally. Congresswoman Candace Miller wants to change how census data is used, at least for the purposes of redistricting. She's a Republican from Michigan's 10th District. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Fry. Delighted to be with you.
So how would your proposed amendment change the Constitution?
Well, it's almost ridiculously simple, quite frankly, because under the 14th Amendment of our Constitution, it says that representatives shall be apportioned, and then it goes on to say that they have to count the whole number of persons in each state. And what I am suggesting is simply changing the word persons to citizens of the United States. And in that way, the census would not be counting illegals, principally illegals, although there are legal residents and some others, as you say, may have a green card, what have you, that are in the in our nation. But it seems to me that this is an issue of fairness, of principle, because our system, quite frankly, is supposed to be based on a fundamental caveat, one man, one vote. And we have illegal aliens who, of course, cannot vote or shouldn't be voting, and yet they are included for purposes of drawing congressional districts.
Don't those citizens, those legal residents, and those residents without any kind of legal standing all exist in the same areas, and aren't they affected by government services? Couldn't you make a rationale for leaving things the way they are? Why do you think it's so important to change things?
Well, first of all, they are having a quite a an impact on our society. Of course, they are working, many of them. On the other hand, there's a tremendous burden to our services, whether that's our educational systems, our hospital systems, what have you. Even those that might say, well, we need these illegals because it's very cheap labor, and you know, we don't have to pay health care costs, et cetera. But, of course, society is picking up the burden, so the taxpayers are paying for that. That being said, I think my constitutional amendment can move on a parallel track because, at a minimum, I think we would agree that certainly citizens of America should not have their representation on the floor of the United States Congress diluted by illegal aliens.
How would this shake out for your district and state, and how would it shake out for the nation as a whole?
The states that actually would lose seats would be a net loss of 6 congressional districts to the state of California, and then Texas, New York, and Florida, each of those states would lose 1. Then there are a raft of states that actually gain a seat, and included amongst that is my own state of Michigan, Kentucky, Indiana, Oklahoma, Mississippi, Montana, Pennsylvania, Utah, and Wisconsin.
Do you expect anyone to begin lobbying against this legislation?
We've already heard from some of these groups who support illegal aliens, you know, blanket amnesty, all kinds of different things, and then sort of the national debate that our nation is having right now about all of the illegal aliens, the very poorest borders that we have, and the illegal aliens flooding our country. And, you know, one of the things I've told some of these groups, if you think about the country of El Salvador, now that's quite a small country, actually. Their government estimates that about 150,000 Salvadorans per year are entering into the United States. But as a result of, in many cases, either one parent or both parents coming to the United States to enter the workforce here, the family structure in El Salvador is totally disintegrating. As we're attracting these this very cheap labor, we need to take a good look in the mirror and see what we are doing to the societies and the family values and structures in some of these small countries.
Well, we will certainly keep an eye on your legislation. Candace Miller represents Michigan's 10th District in the U.S. House of Representatives. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.